You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Wednesday, February 7th, 2007. Well, Hanoi Jane's at it again. Vietnamese war protester Jane Fonda voiced her opinion about the U.S.-led war in Iraq, saying the campaign will turn people all over the world against America. According to the Associated Press, Fonda told a Canadian audience that the conflict frightens her, but is not sure what Americans can do about it. I don't know if a country where the people are so ignorant of reality and history, if you can call that a free world, Fonda said. Now, is she talking about Iraq or the United States? With Jane Fonda, anything's possible. The 65-year-old actress, she's 65, that's hard to believe, and peace activist, has been the target of criticism for decades for her opposition to the Vietnam War. She raised the ire of the United States when she posed for pictures overseas with members of the opposition's military. I know those of you that have protected and coddled Jane Fonda said she was young and she didn't know what she was doing. Well, when she posed for those pictures, I think she was about 34 years of age, yet the young kids that were fighting in that war were barely 20. Did you know one more thing about Hanoi Jane? That 1975, after the fall of the South Vietnamese government, Jane Fonda returned to Hanoi with her newborn son, Troy, for a celebration in her honor for the work she had done for North Vietnam. During the celebration, her son was christened after a Viet Cong hero, Nguyen Van Troy. Troy had attempted to assassinate Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara while on his visit to South Vietnam in 1963. Jane Fonda, is she a political activist, an anti-war protester, or is she just a celebrity mouthpiece who is doing nothing but harming the morale of the military? She's done it since the Vietnamese War, and now she's doing it again. Hanoi Jane, shut up. I'm Dana Pretzer.